Oh, I saw that. I saw that. Today, everybody, they jump. You know my rant on surface Judaism?
We gave a share on it.
Yeah. Superficial.
Segulas.
No, not only that, but everything superficial. What? Don't jump. Be me'ayin. And then everybody thinks that once they were, even after they're me'ayin, so now I have an opinion, so therefore I'm gedol hador, and therefore everybody else, I do it the right way. I do real da'at Maran. Really. Really. What are you, the Maran's ambassador, ba'olam hazeh? Mata? What are you talking about? Gedolei hador, you know what I'm saying? I was having this discussion with somebody about Tchelet, and he says there's absolutely no reason why Sfaradim shouldn't be wearing it. It's all hype. It's because they don't want to change. I said, first of all, you're wrong. There's plenty of reasons not to. I'm not saying there's not plenty of reasons to. There's plenty of reasons not to. Ben al piasod. There's machlokot. Ben al piasod. Mesera. There's a lot of discussions. And anyway, you're gavtan and baal yohara. So we, there's no reason to all start like. What are you talking about? Gdolei ador mamash. Gdolei ador mamash. Where some of them do, and some of them were doche b'shtei to say there's nothing, whatever. Don't talk like a gavtan. Be kanua, be anav, anava. You know what I'm saying? Be an anav. Don't talk. Al tedaberu. Al tarbu. Al tedaberu gevoha gevoha. People speak, talk. Big. The people who talk the biggest game. In basketball, the biggest trash talkers are the ones who can't jump. Somebody asked me, I'm going to a chasana next week, Bezat Hashem, and he asked me what title can we use and whatever. So I said, just minimalist. And he's like, what about this? He sent me the director of Sephardic studies at Lander College. I'm like, what is that? What have you been talking about? I'm like, no, don't. He's like, no, title, whatever. I said, I hate titles. I hate them with a passion. Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, so what's the title that you
use? None. None. No, just call me. No. No. Eved Hashem, that's the biggest title. Huh? That's probably Sheker, Hashem Yishmor. I need that, you know what I'm saying? But like, in Shamayim, they're going to say, and you walked up to that, to the title of Eved Hashem, yeah? That's what I need? Don't give. This everything is in this, especially in this generation of shikir v'chanufa, everything titles. You don't need titles. Less is more. Minimalist. You know what I'm saying? Be tzanua. Be low maintenance. It's okay. Sometimes I hear, he calls, and now mechubed with this, Rav Ploni Almoni. Rav of this and director of that and a bunch of kolbina gola and I'm not saying he asked for that, but it's a chesaron in the people who do that. I'm sure they want to be mechabed the Torah. There's a very very fine balance between kvod Torah and superficiality. Understand what I'm saying? Less is more. Huh? Yeah, nachon. Sometimes kvod harav is also understanding his ratzon. Real gedolei Torah, you start calling, they cringe. Yeah. I said, I told the guy, no titles. No, I just, Rav of Ol Simcha, maybe employee of Ol Simcha, something. Pashut. People lost their pashtut. Everything is about grandeur. Everything's about pomp and circumstance. Take it easy. Sometimes the titles are inflated. You ever heard the expression in the Gemara? Many chachmea, Mishnah and Talmud didn't have Rabbi before their names. Gadol miraban shemos. You don't need titles. His ma'asim, Abaye v'Rava, they didn't need titles. Nachon? Moshe Rabbeinu had a title. Moshe Rabbeinu had Rabbeinu. So, what I'm saying? That's what he was. His mahut was Rabbeinu. His mahut was ra'ayam himna. That was his mahut. Can you imagine calling Moshe Rabbeinu up to a chuppah, like to be Mesader Kedushin? Less is more. Less is more.
Then you can say
Pashtut, tzni'ut. That's the big deal. In this generation, the more pashut a person is, the more mechubad the person is. You see that? See, it's not for naught. Chazal taught, there's a different thing, but it's really connected. Kol tamid chacham she'en bo da'at nevela tova himenu. Da'at over there is a reference to midot. I know many, unfortunately, too many, big tamid chachamim meaning with Torah knowledge, with midot mushchatot mamash, with bad, real, authentic, shlechta midas.
How's that happen?
Shlecht. No? Anyway, kitzer, but... Tagilayim. Anyway, shmo. Mamash. My Rebbe always tells me. Sometimes the pasuk in Kohelet says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always on the side of the underdog. If you're nirdaf, Hashem is with you. Always ask for brachot from a nirdaf, because Hashem is on his side. So my Rebbe always tells me, sometimes he's nirdaf also. If you're a big person, then you're nirdaf, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was nirdaf. The Rambam was nirdaf. Yeah, nachon? Even Maran, b'tchilat darko, nirdaf. Yeah, they're big stuff. Sometimes, my Rebbe always says, used to call me over, and sometimes I saw him tzikacht about it, like upset, whatever. I said, Rebbe, what's wrong? Says Gavril. Said the kleine mention, small people. They're big, but they're small. Little action figures, bobbleheads on the dashboards. Kleine mention. People with Yediata Torah, but who have bad midot, you claim to mention. Very small, small people. Look in the Igeret Agra, the Gaon Mivilna, in his last will and testament to his children, he writes that a person's avodah ba'olam hazeh, everything that we do, every single thing that we pursue in avodat HaKodesh, in olam hazeh, Talmud Torah, and avodat Hashem, and kiyum ha-mitzvot, and tefillah, and everything that we pursue, the tachlit of it all is to refine our midot, to become better people. Not in the colloquial good person with a good... No. To become, to fasten, to fashion our midot. And the Gra writes in the Igeret, because if a person comes to this world and he achieves everything else, but he's not able to refine his midot, Lama lo chayim? What's the point? Gra, really? What's the point of life? 70, 80, 90 years of Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim. Yeah, says the Gra. Because if you live a life full of Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, an entire lifetime, but you came out with the same coarse midot as when you entered, Lama lecha chayim? Chaval on your creation. Gra says it.
How does someone come out getting all the...
Very possible. Wrong. Gemara meforeshet Shabbat pechet amud bet. The Gemara says, "Lamaiminim ba sama dehaye, lamasmeilim ba sama demota." The Torah is a very, very powerful chemical. Super powerful. Depending on how you use it, if you use it properly, it'll raise you. If you use it improperly, it'll kill you. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Alav Shalom, in last week's parasha, also comes up this week. What's the theme of the end of parashat Vayishlach? Right, what's the if you had to sum up, the last piece of parashat Vayishlach in one word? Esav, right? Edom. Seir, Edom, right? Rashi says, "Kulam ayu mamzerim, ze ba'alimo, ze ba'alach." Oh, balagan gadol. Ela alufei Esa, ela alufei Edom, timna, lotan, kol ha-gehinam sheba'olam shama. Now, anyway, Interestingly, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out, in the beginning of last week's parasha, when Yaakov Avinu came to Haran, I am miskin ani chashuv kamit. That was the whole story with Eliphaz. Now, Eliphaz was stuck in this kind of twilight zone where, on the one hand, Esav told him to kill Yaakov, and on the other hand, Rashi says, of all of Esav's children, only Eliphaz gadal b'chiko shel Yitzchak. He grew up in Yitzchak's lap. So he knew, like, what am I supposed to do? So then he came to Yaakov. He says, my dear uncle, Feta Taira, says, what should I do? It's Taka, you know, he has a dilemma. What should I do? Stop. And Yaakov gave him the whole etzah, you know, kibud avayim, so take my stuff. Stop. Can I ask you a question? Eliphaz Yahamor says, that's a dilemma. It's really, you grew up in the lap of Yitzchak, and it's really a dilemma in your head, such that you have to ask a shayla, shaylat chacham. He has to ask Yaakov, how am I supposed to fulfill this edict of kibud avayim? Nachon? And then, you know, it's even more of an anomaly. Who is the father of Amalek? Eliphaz. Amalek came from Eliphaz and Timnah. Eliphaz grew up b'chiko shel Yitzchak. Timnah aita pilegesh. Timnah was also. Yeah, what does Rashi say, Shmuel, about Timnah? Where'd she come from? She wanted to be mitdabek b'zer'o shel Avraham. She was bat se'ir. She was a princess. And yet, she came to be mitgayir. The Gemara says, Masech Tzanedin, dachuta. They said, they pushed her away. So she says, I'd rather be a pilegesh l'zer'o shel Avraham than to be a princess by Seir. She came, she became a pilegesh to Eliphaz, mizeh yatza Amalek. What? Eliphaz gadal b'cheko shel Yitzchak. Timnah, l'shem shamayim, she came to be a pilegesh, mizeh shel Avraham. And then what? The most evil force in the entire world comes from that zivug, not from any of the other children of Esav. How does that work? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, of all of the children of Esav, the only one who learned Torah, who grew up, went to yeshiva, whatever, was Eliphaz. But because he was so still stuck with his father, and he had this, you know, this hypocritical mix of Or v'choshech inside, the Torah of Yitzchak and the Rishut of Esav altogether, he was even worse than all of the other grandchildren that didn't learn any Torah, and the Torah poisoned him. The Torah made him a monster. And the Torah that he had inside and didn't hone to fix his persona, he didn't hone to fix his midot, begat Amalek. When you have Torah and you misuse it, you misappropriate it, you don't use the Torah to become the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't use it to work on your ga'ava and on your ka'as and on your kin'ah and midot mushchatot and really and pashtut and tzni'ut and become a better person overall. Make no mistake, the Torah will poison you and kill you. Yom Tov.